Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Williams. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that people ask me all of. How do you grow younger like me, E29 again and again? That's the title for my book. And people are a little curious. They say, Doc, how do you grow younger? Well, I say to them, have you ever looked at a beautiful woman and then you look down at her neck and say, oh my gosh, she's not as young as I thought she was? Well, what do you think she did? What she did was she made her face younger and she neglected her neck and her chest. That's what she did. Well, what she has been doing is she's been giving her face better raw materials, but she's been neglecting her chest. And over time, her face looks younger and healthier, but her neck grew older. And so it shows a big difference. What people don't understand is that, yes, you can grow younger. How do I know? Well, because your body is made up of almost 100 trillion cells. And every one of those cells in your body lives a certain time frame. For instance, your skin, made of skin cells, they live about 30 days and then they die. So every 30 days, you essentially replace your skin cells with new skin cells. All right. So if you gave your skin better raw materials, your new skin cells would be better than the ones that died. And over time, your skin would become better than the one you had before. But it's not just your skin. It's all your other organs. Your heart is made of heart cells. They live about 9 months and then they die. So every 9 months, you replace your heart cells. Your bone is made of bone cells. They live about a year. So every year you get a new bone. What does that mean, a new bone? Well, you have cells which break down bones all the time and cells which make new bones all the time. When your body needs minerals, the body breaks down bone and takes it from the bone. And so over a period of time, if you're low in minerals, then what ends up happening is that you become osteoporotic or osteopenic and your bone mineralization decreases because you've been stealing minerals from your bones to give to other parts of your body. Your red cells in your blood, they live about 7 days. The white cells in your blood, they live about 6 months. So you can see that everything in your body lives a certain time frame and they die. And every time your body creates a new cell, there's an opportunity to make a better new cell. You know, in my office, we have a test that tells us what your phase angle is. And if your phase angle is 7 or above, it tells us that your new cells are better than the ones that died. But what does that mean? Well, in general, the average person has about 100 trillion cells, and every day about 5 trillion cells die. They die. And when they die, your body replaces them with 5 trillion new cells. And by the way, cholesterol is required to make the walls of all those new cells. So if you don't have enough cholesterol, you cannot replace your dead cells. So the question you got to ask yourself, when your body replaces those dead cells with new cells, are the new cells better than the ones that died or not as good? Your phase angle will tell you basically whether your new cells are better or not as good. If your cells are not as good, you are dying. If your cells are better, you are getting healthier and better. So today I'm talking about grow younger like me, be 29 again and again. And this is such a big topic that I'm going to have to break it down into several sessions. Today, I'll just do an overview of what that means. You know, when a baby is born, the baby does two things. It eats and it poops. Those are the two basic things in growing younger. What you put into your mouth, that is your raw materials. To your body, that is gasoline, that's fuel. You can put regular glass of gasoline in your car, or you can put premium gasoline in your car. If you put premium gasoline in your car will function better, and your car will last longer. If you put regular gasoline, it won't work as well. So for your body, if you put better raw materials into your body, or if you put better raw materials on your skin, or if you drink better raw materials, guess what? Your body will get better. It's like building a home, and you put better raw materials to build a home, you're going to get a better house than if you build a home with poor raw materials. Now, make no mistake. There's only one reason we put food into our mouth, because we want to get as much good raw materials into our body. It makes no sense if you put good food into your mouth and you have a leaky gut. Leaky gut means that when you put food into your mouth, a large percentage of it does not enter your body. It ends up in your stool. That means your digestive process is not efficient. It's like putting premium fuel in your car. You fill it up, and then you drive out, and you look down, and you notice that you spilled half the gasoline. You're not going to be very happy. Well, when you put raw materials into your mouth, if it ends up in your stool, then you're being inefficient, and you're wasting the raw materials. Your body expends a tremendous amount of energy breaking down the raw materials into products that a body can use, i.e., from fats, breaking it down into lipids. From proteins, breaking the proteins down into amino acids. From starches and sugar, breaking it down into carbohydrates. Your body spends a lot of energy to do that, and so you do not want to waste any of those things. So raw materials is very, very important to growing younger like me, being 29 again and again. So one, good raw materials. Two, clean up your leaky gut so your digestive system can be efficient. And to do that, you need to make sure that you have enough enzymes. In your body, enzymes is what does all the work. As you get older, you have less and less enzymes in your body. And when you have less enzymes, you cannot break down foods into their components. So in other words, you need enzymes to break down the food you put into your mouth into its microscopic components so that it can be absorbed into your body. And then you need enzymes to make all your hormones, to make your cells, to make your neurotransmitters, to make your muscles, to make your bones. You need enzymes to make everything in your body. And you need enzymes to break things down. You cannot break things down to get rid of them without enzyme. So enzyme is very, very important part of your raw materials. In addition to that, you need minerals and vitamins. Well, what are minerals? Well, minerals are anything that's on the periodic table. And you have organic and you have inorganic minerals. Right? Organic minerals mean that it comes from a source which has been alive. Either a plant or an animal or a fruit or a vegetable. That's organic. Now, if you were to take a handful of dirt and put it into your mouth, yes, there's calcium in it and sulfur and phosphorus and all of that. Those are all minerals that's in the dirt. If you put it into your mouth, that will all end up in your stool because it's inorganic and it's hard for your body to digest it. But if the apple tree picks up that same dirt and put the mineral into the apple and you eat the apple. Now the calcium and the magnesium and the phosphorus and the sodium in the apple is readily absorbed into your body. So be careful when you eat stuff that's inorganic because your body doesn't tolerate those very well. You need organic stuff. So that's minerals, vitamins. You have basically vitamin A, B, C, D, and E. right? And of those vitamins, there's vitamin B and C is water soluble, which means they're not stored in your body. The others are fat soluble. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, they're all fat soluble, and therefore they're absorbed in your body. So your vitamin B and C, which is critical for your body's energy production, it's also critical for your neurotransmitter production, it's critical for your hormone production. You need to take those on a daily basis because they're not stored in your body. Right? And of course, we do have oxygen, water. Those are the other raw materials that your body needs. So those are some of the raw materials that you need, and you need good raw materials. Of course, oxygen is a raw material, and so you need good oxygenation. And that means that you need to have a good storage of iron, because iron carries oxygen in your body, and you're not allowed to be anemic. If you're anemic, you are hurting your entire body, and you definitely need to correct the anemia, because anemia means your oxygenation is low, and oxygen in your body is your primary fuel. It is your premium plus fuel in your body. Okay. So that's the raw materials that you need. Next, you need detoxification. What does detoxification mean? Detoxification means you clean things up. It's like tuning up your car. Your car is sluggish. You tune it up. Guess what? It runs better. Well, when you tune up your body, you're detoxing it. What does that mean? Well, if you go out and you work in the yard and you're all sweaty, how do you feel? Miserable. That's like a car that needs a tune-up. And what do? You tune your body up by giving yourself a shower. When you shower, you wash all the dirt off your skin, and you basically detox your skin, and suddenly you're invigorated. When you wash your hair, you're detoxing your hair. When you brush your teeth, you're detoxing your mouth. When you breathe out, you're detoxing your lungs. When you do number one and number two, you're detoxing your colon and your bladder. When you sweat, you're detoxing your skin. So detoxing is very, very important. Your baby does two things. It eats raw materials and it poops. If you just did those two things well, guess what? You are on your way to growing younger like me, being 29 again and again. Now, who determines when you eat food? You do. Who determines when you detox? You do. How do you know that? Well, when you need food, you have an hunger urge. When do you need to detox? When you feel tired and run down and no energy, it tells you that you need to be detoxed. So you're the one who makes those determinations. Okay? So those are the first two things in growing young like me, being 29 again and again. And I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You listen to News Talk 550 KTSO Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're talking about Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. My book, the same title, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at all the other book outlets. It's also available online at growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Now, we already talked about raw materials and detoxification. That's the first two things. Next, we want to talk about repair. Well, you know, when things go bad in your body, you have to be able to repair that problem. To do that, your body utilizes growth hormone, PRP, and stem cells. That's what your body utilizes for repair. Now, growth hormone, you know, people ask me about growth hormone all the time, and they want to know why, whether or not they should take growth hormone. You know, in general, if your level is low, you should make it better. You know, if your potassium is low, if your sodium is low, if your sugar is low, it doesn't matter. If it's low in your body, you need to make it better. So if your growth hormone is low, then you should correct the problem. I mean, I understand that growth hormone is very, very expensive, but other than that, if you can't afford it, you should correct the problem. Now, growth hormone is your body's healing hormone. So if there's a problem in your body calls two things, either growth hormone or stem cells. All right? Now, let's say your growth hormone level is low. If your growth hormone level is low, you have an injury, or you need surgery, or you have a problem with your heart or your lungs or your kidneys or something going wrong in your body. If your growth hormone is low, growth hormone tells your body, let's fix it next month. That's what it says. If your growth hormone is optimal, it says fix the problem right now. And your body goes about fixing the problem right away. You see, the reason why athletes want growth hormone is not because they want performance enhancement. They want growth hormone because they have a lot of injuries, and growth hormone, when it's optimal, helps them recover from the injury quickly so they can get back on the field and play the game like they want. So that's what growth hormone, just so that you can understand. Growth hormone, what are the benefits of growth hormone? Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Improved sexual performance. Healthy maintenance of vital organs. What's your vital organs? Your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain. Lower risk of heart disease. Lower risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Reduced body fat and increased muscle mass. Increase energy level and enhance your mood. Sharpen your vision and memory. Regrow your hair for you to have firmer and smoother skin. Improve your cognitive function and enhance your immune function. Now, is there anything that I just said that you don't want? Well, that's what growth hormone does when you optimize your growth hormone. We are talking about optimizing things. That means putting it in making these things the way they should be for you to get the best benefit from them. In medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. And so if you have too much of anything, it's bad for you. If you have too little, it's bad for you. So the first of our reparative process is growth hormone. The second is PRP and stem cells. Now, in our office, we use adult stem cells from fat, and we also use stem cells from umbilical cords. After a baby is born, the umbilical cord is usually thrown away, and there are companies that do get the umbilical cords and extract the stem cells from them. Now, why is stem cells so important? Well, growth hormone tells your body to fix the problem. Stem cells fixes the problems. Every organ in your body has stem cells. And the stem cells from each organ is there to make sure if there's a problem that they fix the problem. So imagine that you have a 10-year-old daughter or granddaughter. And she's running and she falls onto her knee. Immediately, millions of stem cells hone in on your knee. They rush to your knee because it's damaged. They assess the problem. And they said, oh my gosh, this is pretty bad. We're going to need some bone, some cartilage, some tendon, some muscle, some blood vessels to fix the problem. And some of the stem cells will become cartilage. Some will become muscle. Some will become bone. Some will become tendon and fix the problem. That's when you're 10. When you're 60, and you fall on your knees, a few hundred stem cells show up. It ain't enough for them to do anything. All right? Now, when we use stem cells from fat, if you are 60 years old and we do a liposuction, take your fat out, and then spin it down and get your stem cells from it, we are getting 60-year-old stem cells. That's correct. They are older. They're not as healthy. They don't function like they were when you were 10 or 5 or 20. They function like you are 60. Therefore, those stem cells are flawed. So for that person that's 60, it's better to get the umbilical stem cells, which is much better, younger and healthier, and there's no problems giving it to anyone for cosmetic reasons and for orthopedic problems. Now, stem cells can be used for other things systemically, but currently we're not allowed to do that in the United States. So if you would like stem cells for your Parkinson's or your COPD or your diabetes or your Alzheimer's, then we'll have to send you to Mexico or offshore where you can get those stem cells. But rest assured, wherever you go, you're going to get young, healthy stem cells for it. So stem cells is very, very important for those reasons. Now, PRP. Well, PRP is great because PRP helps your stem cell do better. They give the stem cell the food it needs, the growth factors it needs, so that your stem cells can be, it's basically like giving your stem cells good raw materials so that they can function better. So when you add PRP to stem cells, they work better. It helps you grow more stem cells, help them function better. And so PRP, we use PRP on lots of things, and that's because sometimes we can't get stem cells, and if you're young, then the PRP is really good. So if you're under 50 and you injured your knee or your shoulder, then for some of those people that's under 50, the PRP might be sufficient enough because it helps the stem cells that are there perform yeoman's work. And so PRP is good, but it's better to as you get older, to do stem cells. Now, in our clinic, whenever we use stem cells, we always add PRP to it because it just helps whatever stem cell we do perform better and function better. Now, we add PRP to things like for hair regrowth, for vampire facelift. We add it for vampire breast lift. We add PRP for the O-shot for women. And what does that do? It helps with urine incontinence, helps with lubrication, helps with pain on when you have intercourse, helps with orgasm. It works very, very well. And so we use PRP for that. We also use PRP for the Prepa shot, and some people call it the M shot or the Gain shot. Basically, we inject PRP into the penis, and that activates the stem cells in the penis or wherever you put them, so the stem cells work better. And guess what the stem cells do when they work better? They start cleaning things up. They start making wherever we put it better. So if we put it in your face, it makes your skin better. It makes your muscles better. It makes your fat. It makes your collagen better in your face. If you put it in your penis, it makes more blood flow, makes your penis healthier and stronger, helps with erectile dysfunction. If we use it for the women in the O shot, it helps with their women's orgasm and incontinence. If we put it in the scalp when you have begin to lose your hair, it helps you regrow hair. So our repair stuff is growth hormone, PRP, and stem cells. Now, the other things that you need to consider to grow younger like me would be neurotransmitters. That's where your brain gets information. Neurotransmitters carry the information to your brain. Basically, your senses, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you touch, those things all, when the neurotransmitter in those systems take the information back to the brain and let the brain know what's going on. So if you touch something that's hot, the neurotransmitter in your hands tells your brain it's hot. If you smell something that smells bad, the neurotransmitter tells your brain it smells bad. If you see something a color, the neurotransmitter tells your brain. So your neurotransmitters is pretty much giving your brain the information that it needs. Now, whenever you get faulty information from your neurotransmitters, you get depression, anxiety, those kinds of things, ADD, ADHD. And so it's very, very important that when this happens, that you make sure that your neurotransmitters are optimal, because if your brain is getting bad information, i.e., you look at a beautiful woman and she's wearing a red dress, and your neurotransmitter tells your brain it's green. Well, guess what? You think the dress is green because that's what your neurotransmitter, that's the information the brain got. And once the brain gets the information, then it calls to action. It directs your hormones to do whatever needs to be done. i.e. if you touch a hot stove, your neurotransmitter tells your brain it's hot, and then your brain tells your testosterone and your muscles to contract and move your hands. And so your hormones are sent out by your brain. Once it gets a signal, that once it gets information from your neurotransmitter, the hormones are then sent to respond to that stimulus. And that's how you move. That's how you talk. That's how you play a sport. That's how you reflex. That's because of the information your brain gets from the neurotransmitter, and it sends out via its hormones, i.e. make more testosterone. Send out more thyroid hormone. Hey, I need some more insulin. That's how it, so your brain gets the neurotransmitter information and sends it out in the forms of hormones. So we have to wind down now. So let's talk about this. So you want to know how to grow younger like me to be 29 again and again. So today we just did an overview, talked about the five main things, which is raw materials, detoxification, the repair stuff, the growth hormone, the PRP, the stem cells. We talked about the neurotransmitters, and we also talked about your hormones. Those are the things that we need to optimize so that you can start growing younger like me. So next week, we're going to talk about raw materials, all right? And then we'll cover them all in due time. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Once again, the number to call me is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. You all have a wonderful day, and we'll be talking. Bye.